We started putting the show together, and our director, Amy Tinkham, who's not here, who really is one of the people who made this thing happen. She put all the stuff together, the elements, and she blocked the show and had the sets roll in and roll off, and it was really a lot of her vision as well. She decided, you know what, we really need some ballroom dancers. I guess Dancing with the Stars had become a hit, and she had this idea that she wanted to have some ballroom dancers, and I thought, well, okay, I'm fine with that, sure, why not? Well, we had two male dancers, and we had one female dancer, and obviously a ballroom dancer would add a female, and then another male, and we'd have five dancers. That didn't make too much sense to me, but she said, listen, I've seen a videotape of these extremely good ballroom dancers, and you gotta check them out. So the very first time I met this fella was at rehearsal for the show, because I trusted Amy to handle it, and I could not have trusted someone any more and any better, because he's not only extremely talented, but he's a killer nice guy from Melbourne, Australia, Mr. Adam Kent. I don't really remember when I met this young lady, but it's been a while, and I knew that she had a background of dancing in Guam. She danced quite a bit in her own, in New York. She'd done quite a few things. And I met her through a friend. And the first thing that you know, you find out about her, besides the fact that she has one of the most beautiful smiles, is that she has one of the most beautiful personalities as well. And she's kept us all, she's the morale queen of the tour. Because anytime someone's feeling a little down, she's always got a smile on her face. She's always boosting people's spirits. And that laugh. From Hershey, Pennsylvania, Miss Breanne Henry. Except for now, when she's crying. I just talked about you smiling. Takes a lot of work to make this happen right here. Because I don't wake up this good looking. I never got this good looking for 24 years until I showed up in Los Angeles for some TV show called American Idol, you might have heard of it. Didn't turn out too well at the end of the series, but... But one of the most magical things about that show was that it was able to make this skinny little dorky kid from North Carolina look like a skinny little dorky kid from North Carolina who dressed better and had his hair done a little bit longer. And so this fella is the person who originally made all of that happen, and he's become a good friend, and he's an amazing dancer too, from Los Angeles, California, Mr. John Dahlstrom. Another part of the little duo of ballroom dancers that I met at rehearsal is this young lady right here, and she walked in with a big smile on her face, and she introduced herself. With Adam here, and if you look in the program, you might know a little bit more, but if you don't, people hear every night that Adam Kent and Patricia Kent, and people assume either they're married or, you know, they're related to someone. Well, they're brother and sister, and so the first thing I said to her was, you really gonna do all that dancing with your brother? But they make it look so flawless, and no one would know, and we hadn't told anybody, no one would know that they were not married. If I didn't spill it right then. She makes it look so convincing. She's extremely talented here, both of them actually, here on an exceptional talent visa from Australia. So good that we stole them from Australia. Now we won't let them go back either. We're gonna tie them to Felix's chair with them. And she, Jerome calls her happy because she is perpetually happy. She never stops smiling. Let's see if she proves me wrong. From Melbourne, Australia, Miss Patricia Kent. Not so ugly. So ugly. Then we went on an American Idol tour and I met this next young fella, and he's kept popping up over the last few years. He popped up in the video for Invisible. He was in the, he helped us with our tour last Christmas. He coordinated our choirs and our elementary school choirs and high school choirs last year. And then we wouldn't let him go either, so we called him and said, hey, you wanna join us on our tour this summer? We don't have any dancers, but we need someone to stain the clothes. And we asked him to do it, not because we thought he was a great clothes stainer, which he's turned out to be. He's very, very good. But he's such a great person, and he makes people laugh all day long, all the time. If you need to laugh at something, go see him. Want to get it all right? Idol tour, last Christmas's tour, this summer's tour, this Christmas tour, and any other time we do a show, you're welcome. From Cheyenne, Wyoming, Mr. Nolan Padilla.